two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wild weather, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, after that tragic crash that claimed the lives of eight people along I-15 southbound, dust storm kicked up, and then one car right after the other, 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 22 cars in all smashed. Horrible.
Shocking.
Horrible. Ethan and I want to discuss the scariest moments on the road for both of us, and then also a huge number of people, Ethan, posting novels on my Facebook page about their scariest moments.
Yeah,
we're going to get into those in just a moment.
Well, and my scariest moment is kind of a classic Utah scary moment driving, but but I wanted to mention one thing. Just I want to make sure I respond to this text, because we mentioned on the list from the Kansas Highway Patrol how to deal with the dust storms. Get off the road, turn off your lights, turn off your brake light, you know, to take your foot off the brake. Someone asked via text, why wouldn't you turn on hazard lights when you're off on the side of the road? That's a great question, because this is a little counterintuitive. But you don't do it because you're off the side of the road, and what you don't want to do is you don't want to tempt someone to follow you, because there are going to be people kind of creeping along on the freeway, and you don't want to make them think that there's traffic ahead they need to follow. And so the concern is that if you leave your foot on the brake or if you have your hazard lights on, someone will follow you down and hit you from behind. And that's why it's counterintuitive.
But the goal isn't to end up on the shoulder parked there. The goal is, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, get way off.
Yeah, off the pavement.
Way off
if you
the
can,
pavement.
Which is easy on that section of I-15, right? It's very easy to get all the way off the pavement. That's what they recommend. So, and they're experts. Kansas is experts. They're experts on dust storms. But to my scariest moment ever, it was Spanish Fork Canyon before the rebuild. Spanish Fork is still can be a scary canyon, but the old Spanish Fork Canyon was even worse. And it was a summertime thunderstorm,
really
middle of the day
road.
In Spanish Fork Canyon.
Okay.
All the lane lines disappeared. There was some like traffic work, construction work. So the lanes were kind of moving over a little bit. And boy, that was frightening because it came on so quickly. We were also going really fast, and I was on the downhill slope. So it was a real challenge. Slowing down, the cars around me were having a similarly difficult difficult time, and I was driving this compound of the problem. I was driving my parents' old Toyota minivan. Do you remember that old cab over minivan that Toyota used to do, where you actually sat on the engine over the top of the engine? I was in one of those, and those were real sketchy in inclement weather. And so that was my scariest moment. It's a classic Utah moment. Thunderstorm or snowstorm in the old Spanish Fork Canyon.
Yeah, I've had lines disappear in snowstorms on I-15 in the past.
They do it in rainstorms too. It's a terrible problem.
I talked about my Kansas dust storm moment. It wasn't Kansas City. It was between a little town called Colby, Kansas, which is 3 hours outside of Denver, and my drive back to the Denver airport a couple of years ago when a dust storm kicked up. Sounds very similar to what happened down in southern Utah.
Yeah, for sure.
But for that, I did not crash anybody, nor did anybody crash into me. But I felt like that could happen at any moment when I was in the middle of that, and I was so scared I had to pull over. Now, I'm not sure I followed all of those rules, like, you know, get way off of the road or, make sure your lights are on, all that other stuff. I don't remember, Ethan. I just remember fighting
surviving
for survival.
It. Yeah.
My second scariest moment came back about 10 years ago. I was with an FBI agent. We were driving to Indian country in Idaho together to meet with the media. And on our way back, a horrible snowstorm hit. The ice, the roads iced over in no time, and we slid off the road. We thought we were going to be there for days because this was a pretty desolate stretch of road. And we got out, we assessed some of the damage. Wasn't terrible damage, but we were sunken in a...
Stuck.
There was no way. Yeah. I mean, and I wasn't working out at the time, so there was really no hope of me lifting this SUV
out of the snow. Not like today's, Debbie. You could lift it if you...
Yeah, I totally could lift that SUV out of the snow if you just after my gym workout tonight. But we got back in the car to kind of think things through and figure out how we were going to divide the one... power bar that we brought between the two of us, the protein bar we were going to divide for 4 days. And we look in our side view mirrors and up pulls a truck, I mean, it was an SUV, and out come seven lumberjacks straight from the Brawny paper towel commercial. And no kidding, Ethan, they saved us.
Like angels sent from heaven.
They lifted that SUV right back onto the road and off we went.
That's amazing.
And we were just stunned and shocked and scared because we thought how close of a call that could have been had we not had those lumberjacks, thank goodness, come along. Here's one from my Facebook post earlier when I asked, what's the scariest driving situation you've ever been in? We've had dozens of people share their stories. Chad says, Ethan, he was heading southbound on I-15 near Plymouth, Utah, in the middle of a rainstorm as it started to freeze on his windshield. And he slowed down. He looked in his rearview mirror. And as a car attempted to pass, he watched it all. That car spun out on the ditch, into the ditch. And then two other cars started to spin out as well because of freezing rain on the windshield.
Oh, man, that is frightening. Because when you've got something that starts to block your visibility like that on your windshield, that is terrifying. I've had a miniature thing happen like that where I've run out of washer fluid. And the road is kind of wet and sticky and muddy, you know, during the winter. You get a lot
of debris. You run out of washer fluid one time.
And you never do it again.
You never run out of washer fluid again. Because the day I run out of it and I think, oh, nothing, it's fine, I can do it. That's when it's that kind of that gross rain that doesn't quite, it sticks. You can't get it off your windshield. How about Luann's story? She was coming around the point of the mountain when a piece of cardboard randomly spun up into the air and landed smack dab on her windshield so she couldn't see the road in front of her.
Oh, my goodness.
My husband, this is from another post. My husband was driving down I-15. It was rear-ended, and then another car rear-ended the car behind him. The second car was totaled. My husband was on a motorcycle, and he wasn't badly hurt.
Oh, that is so lucky.
Just a few bruises.
I saw a guy get rear-ended on a motorcycle right here downtown. It was at a stoplight. He was sitting at the stoplight, and the driver behind him jumped the light and ran into him. He hadn't even started yet. It was the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. Anyway.
Emily says, my SUV was caught in a flash flood in a pitch black darkness. I don't know where that was.
I don't like talking about flash floods.
Yeah, flash floods are also extremely scary. We've seen a lot of those lately down in southern Utah. People caught in flash flooding, that flash flooding in Zion from a few weeks ago when
it was picking up cars. That's unforgiving. I mean, that's the point at which you have no, you know, you've got options and all these other scenarios we've talked about. You've got options, but in a flash flood situation, it's lights out.
Matthew says
so dangerous.
Hit some like drizzling rain around Payson, just of course south of Salt Lake City. But then the time they hit Scipio, it went from rain to icy snow. And even though they'd slowed down to about 25 miles an hour, they ended up doing a couple of 360s off the freeway through a cow fence.
I'm so glad we're talking about this because it's just a reminder to be safe. And I have to keep this in mind right now while my son's learning to drive. And I try and be a safe driver. Being a dad has made me a safe driver, really. I don't take a lot of risks anymore, and I don't think it's funny or fun to, right? Being a dad completely changes your perspective on things like that. But with my son learning to drive right now, this is so timely for me.
Do you have a conversation with him about that dust storm?
I will. We haven't talked about this yet, but I'm going to. I mean, I feel like I should because I want him to have thought through as many scenarios as possible. it's not going to guarantee that everything's going to go smoothly, but that's the best I can do, right? That's the best thing I can do. And it's been a cool bonding experience teaching him to drive and being with him, but it's also been really immensely stressful.
Half of the battle of driving is being able to troubleshoot all that could go wrong.
Yes.
And never losing sight of all that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, Ethan, my kids grew to hate it when I used news stories to help educate them about all the possibilities of things that could go wrong. But I think in this case, this is one of those news stories you got to sit them down and say, look, we never expect dust storms in Utah like they do in Arizona or in Deb's experience in Kansas. But this can happen, and here's what you need to do if it does happen. Dust storms are blinding.
They are blinding.
And I think people here don't have enough experience driving in them that we forget also how dangerous and deadly they are.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.